I forgive you all that. We forgive and forget, and it's all coming back to me when you see me like this, and when I see you like that. We see just what we want to see, all coming back to me. The flesh and the fantasies all coming back to me. I can barely recall, but it's all coming back to me now.
It's all coming back to me now.
And when you kiss me like this,
it's all coming back to me now.
And when I touch you like that,
it's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back to me now.
And if we
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at CKUW.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
It's time for Night Danger Radio.
There's a terrible storm. And all the lights have gone out. You awaken, not to thunder, but to the incessant beat of a heart. under your bed? Do you dare look under the mattress, or with trembling fingers pull the covers high over your head? When an otherworldly chill is in the air, and the wind calls your name, when the hounds bark as if possessed, do you raise your collar and quicken your pace, or laugh at your fanciful imagination? Could you spend the night alone in a house by the sea, a house where the walls cry and the spirits are restless? But you don't believe in such nonsense, do you? Not in ghosts or ghouls or vampires, not in raising the dead or tales of terror or the black arts, now do you? So come, come with me past this wrought iron fence. Some call this place the Valley of Unrest, but it's just an old graveyard, a place of everlasting sleep, isn't it? There's nothing here but crumbling headstones overrun by grass and weeds, large tombs, foreboding and long forgotten, decaying trees with claw-like branches that dip into the surrounding mist. Hold that lamp high. The night is starless, and the moon rides on dark, ominous clouds. On the other side is a town of the living, of warm hearths and cheer. They say this cemetery is a shortcut, though the locals never walk it, at least not after dark. They talk of ghosts and spirits and screaming banshees, of disembodied souls lost in a netherworld between life and the hereafter, of premature burials where victims cry out with their final breath, of the uninvited who stalk these grounds, though if truth be told, it is we who are truly the uninvited. Good thing we weren't standing under that tree. Dead Man's Hill. Somehow we've become lost in the swirling mist and lashing rain, surrounded in every direction by pillars and headstones and tombs. Can you hear the beating of your heart? Feel the hair on your neck stand? What horrible fate befell those who tread this path before us? Shelter in that old mausoleum. Thank you.
the merry night of Halloween. The full moon casts on bush and hedge its sheen. Hush! It's the merry night of Halloween. Hush, hush! Grandmother mounts her broomstick. What a horse it is! She flies fast as the wind across dark clouds, dark air. She flies up, she flies down. She flies to join the gayest dance in town. Hush! Hush! The little boy sings out, Hi-ho, hi-ho! Where, mother, are you hurrying to go? Sleep, little one. Ooh, I have things to do. I'll sweep the chimneys with my broom. Low, high, how easy I fly. Hush, hush. The hemlocks swaying in the wind tonight. It's like a wonder horse, too, swift and light. Hush, hush. On skinny poles, on sticks, on strips of cord, the witches fly, all dressed in black, a horde whisk through the sky. Cloak, pointy hat, and broom. Death laughs behind the cool stone of a tomb. Hush. Hush. A thief is hanging from the gallows. One witch greets another, and then they have their fun. In the air they bow, three times circle now. Swing the poor body back and forth, and fly high in the night sky. Hush, hush.
Through the nauseous night I soar, through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer pipes I'll crawl, to the horror hall. To the hall where vampires scream. Happy Halloween. From the cold and ancient graves, from the coffins and the caves, from the rocks and werewolf nests, come the ghastly guests. Gonna have a nightmare dream.
Happy Halloween.
So little witch, we've got a date. You better put your head on straight. Jump on your broom and don't be late. This is our night to celebrate. Through the oozing quicksand swamp, do the muddy bloody stomp. Do the brand new twist and itch with the wicked witch. Everybody make the scene.
Happy Halloween.
Isn't this a gruesome party? All the weirdies are here. You can't tell which witch is which without a program. Oh, there's the wah-wah doozy witch. And there's Dracula dancing with Vigor. Till Rigor Mortis sets in. For this sweet night we wait all year. Now don't you try to disappear. I have opened up your coffin, dear. My nose will tell that you're still here. Gonna eat some lizard lunch. Gonna drink some living punch. Gonna dance until we're dead. Hit me on the head. Hang my heart and split my spleen.
Happy Halloween.
Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Little bit of that, itty bitty pillow to make me fat. Wig upon my head, sheet from off my bed, all because it's Halloween. I've been working on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume, watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's Halloween. Crazy kind of nose, crazy kind of beard, don't know what I am, but I look weird. Paint is on my face, powder every place, all because it's Halloween. I've been working on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume, watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's Halloween. Aunt Matilda's hat, Uncle Louie's vest, no one's gonna know me from the rest. Red pajama top, mother's kitchen mop, all because it's Halloween. I've been working on my costume all the livelong day. I've been working on my costume, watch out, I'm on my way. When you see me at your doorbell, you'll know what I mean. I've been working on my costume, 'cause it's
to see, so many terrible beasts to be. You're not you and I'm not me tonight.
Halloween, Halloween.
Ghosts are on the prowl.
Halloween, Halloween.
The scarecrow eats the owl. Some things to eat, so many mean old tricks to treat, and raven claws instead of feet tonight.
Halloween, Halloween.
The hungry yellow moon.
Halloween, Halloween.
That eerie haunting tune. For creeps like me, a perfect night for creeps like me, a perfect night for creeps like me, a perfect night for creeps like me.
Ooh. Ooh.
CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Happy Halloween from the Night Danger Radio Show.
Okay, I can't keep that up, folks. I just can't do it. But seriously, happy Halloween, everybody. Early Halloween. We're almost there. It is officially October the 30th or 30th. And if I remember correctly, Halloween is on October the 31st. So today, the 30th, is Jack-o'-lantern carving day. So maybe you're carving this thing, your jack-o'-lantern, while you're listening to the show. It's episode 285, and yes, indeed, we are live at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. 4.5-floor Centennial Hall, all by our lonesome, and we're within the witching hour. It's 12:28 in the morning, and we got a spooky show for you. We've got 3 hours of Halloween tunes of all kinds, of all genres. We've got ghost stories. We've got scattiness, ridiculousness, cheesiness, and maybe a few songs that might make you want to eat chocolate. Yum. All right, let's get to it. We just heard Lonesome Wyatt and the Holy Spooks with Halloween Is Here from a record of the same name, which came out in 2013, and I think it was self-released, but it is a good Halloween record. The Wonderland Singers before that with I've Been Working on My Costume from Spooky Halloween, which came out in 1974 on Wonderland Records. Fun story, the weekend before Halloween, which was last weekend, I won, for the first time in my life, I won a costume contest. I pulled out the old Gandalf costume out of the Tupperware crate, and I stuck it on the clothesline because we're still getting pretty sweet weather. And aired everything out. You know, all the moths flew away. It was great. And I put the costume on and off to side stage in South Osborne I went. It was my very, very first time at Soundstage. By the way, it's a wonderful, wonderful venue and super cool. And the sound was excellent as I went to see Death Cassette and the Zaps and so on. And yeah, and the Death Cassette sponsored a costume contest. And so I'll post up my trophy on the socials, and you can check it out. It's kind of creepy. It's it involves a clown and a dog. Weird. So yeah, very first Halloween costume contest win ever. Pretty sweet. I don't know how to say this person's name. Lois Skiera Zukic. Before that, with the Pumpkin Patch Polka, perhaps the happiest song ever written on planet Earth. It was written in 1969 and released the same year, and it was put up by Kimbo Educational Records, and it's a beauty. There's more than the Pumpkin Patch Polka on that record. In fact, we're going to come up with some more songs from that a little bit later, because it's just so dang happy and awesome. We heard Wade Denning and Kay Landy, a song called Halloween, from a record called Halloween Games, Songs, and Stories. It was put out by Golden Records. I'm not even sure when. I don't know. I didn't get that. A song that we'll always play as long as we're doing Halloween Terrataculars on CKW 95.9 FM, and it's John Zacherly, the master, my favorite. And we played Happy Halloween, which we do every year, from Scary Tales. That came out in 1962 on Parkway Records. We heard William Conrad before that with the Merry Night of Halloween. From Spectres and Spooks for Halloween, Summoned Up by William Conrad. And that record came out in 1973 on Cademan Records. So many good Halloween Records came out on Cademan, man. It's sweet. And off the top, what did we hear off the top? I had to change it at the last second. I wanted to play something else. And I might play it later because I since found it. But I was panicking. And I'm like, what the hell? Where is this thing? And so instead, we just played something called The Haunted Graveyard to kick the whole thing off. So again, welcome and happy Halloween, everybody. This is one of my favorite shows to do for the whole year. But yeah, it's 12:32 in the morning, and we've got tunes to play. And so we better actually get to it. We're going to do less talk and more Halloween rock, and not just rock either. We got everything. We got folk, we got jazz. Maybe some, if we got some time, there's a little bit of heavy metal. There's some garage. There's a bit of surf. And a little bit of punk rock a little bit later on. So make sure you stay tuned. If you're podcasting this while you're carving up the jack-o'-lantern, or perhaps you're handing out the candy right now, welcome to the show, especially if it's your first time listening. We have a good time on the Night Danger Radio Show. And like I said, we go till 3 a.m., which just happens to be the demonic witching hour. So there you go. All right. So without further ado, let's get into it. Set number 2 of the Halloween Terror Tackler is on deck. That's not me sleeping. That's me trying to growl. I can beat those wolves. Pretty good, eh? Not bad. I should be a voice actor.
Change places with anyone tonight. We'll carve pumpkin faces and watch the witches' flight. Every human heart will shudder. Every soul will shake with fear. Tonight, the scariest. Tonight, the most wonderful night. The year. Halloween, your dog could turn into a cat. There may be a toad in your bass guitar, or your sister could turn into a bat. Christmas time brings the snow, summer time brings the sun, but on Halloween your blood begins to run.
Something spooky is going down.
It's better than a video. Gremlins gonna mess up every cassette from London to Idaho. April 1st can be fun. New Year's Eve is a bore. But on Halloween, your flesh begins to crawl.
Oh, I'm losing control.
Turns green. Your teacher could become a sardine. Your dentist could turn into a queen.
Has anybody seen my tambourine? I may start playing big in the beginning. The craziest night you've ever seen. This hairy, scary,
Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters, spirits in the night. Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters. to right. Pictures fall right off the wall. You've got the ghost. They're big and small. And if you want to chase them out, 'cause they're not just a dream, go out now. Don't you delay. Get a ghost-busting machine.
Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters, spirits in the night. Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters,
something to hear it right.
Woo! Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters, makes you want to scream. Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters, get a ghost-busting machine. They're flying there, sometimes on a broom, scaring people, that's their job. Some of them are really mean. The only way to get them out is with a ghost-busting machine. Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters, spirits in the night. Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters,
something here ain't right.
One magical, haunted evening each year when all the scary creatures come out to prowl through every neighborhood. But here's the scariest monster of all. Do you know why? This little witch doesn't know it, but she's taking some frightening chances of being hurt. Maybe badly hurt. Her costume is very, very dangerous. Can you see the things that make it dangerous? What about that mask? She can hardly see through those tiny holes for her eyes. If you were wearing that mask, here's what it would be like. You can see straight in front of you, but unless you happen to turn your head, you wouldn't see that car coming as you start to cross the street. You could be run over. And unless you look down, you can't see that you're coming to a curb. Ow, that hurts. It's bad enough to take a tumble on hard pavement, but it would be even worse to sprawl out on the street in front of a car coming. Now let's imagine that we're in that car. Can you see her clearly? Why not? What is there about her costume that makes it hard to see her? As the driver of a car or truck, you might not see her until it's too late. And that's really scary. Before we think about some ways that the little witch could see and be seen better, let's take another look at her costume. Whoops, Down she goes again. It seems as if she's collecting more bumps and bruises than candy tonight. Let's see if we can help her, shall we? And by helping her, maybe you can learn some things that will help you stay safe at Halloween. First, we need to turn back the clock and start this whole evening over again. One of the problems with this costume is that it's too long. It's too easy to trip over a long, full skirt. So we can shorten the skirt. You should always shorten any skirt, pants, slacks, or cape that is too long or floppy. Now, the broom. That's a clumsy thing to carry, and it's something that you're likely to trip over in the dark. It's usually easy to shorten brooms or round off the sharp points of pirate swords and other costume parts that can trip you or scratch you. Cardboard brooms and swords are usually safer than wooden ones, but it's safest not to carry anything like that in the first place. Now, what else might we change on this costume to make it safer? What about that color? Remember how hard it was to see the little witch because of her dark costume on a dark night? We should always wear light, bright colors on the street at night so drivers can see us. What about this color? A white costume makes an unusual, different kind of witch who's more likely to be safe on Halloween night. A good way to make any costume easier to see at night is to decorate it with reflective tape or reflective patches. Some costumes come with reflective material already attached to the cloth. Here's what it looks like to a car driver. It's easy to see, even on the darkest night. And while you're putting reflective tape on the costume, you should also add some of it to the bag or container you'll use to carry home your candy. Some special Halloween sacks are treated with reflective material when they're made. And it's a good idea to write your name, address, and phone number on the sack, just in case there is an accident. Now, how about the mask? Any problem with it? Do you remember how hard it was to see out through those little eye holes? To be safe at night, you have to be able to see clearly, as well as be seen. We can improve the mask by cutting larger holes to look out of. There, that's better. But there is an even safer way. You can simply not wear a mask.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-a-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween.
Good evening. This is CKUW 95.9 live from Winnipeg.
That ring of your phone could be the ring of terror.
The killer got his kicks from making telephone calls to beautiful girls. He staked out model agencies, picked the most beautiful, followed them home, and then closed in for the kill. See the full story in the new shock motion picture, Don't Answer the Phone. He is out there somewhere. His next phone call could be to you. Don't Answer the Phone.
Rated R. Under 17 must be accompanied by parent or guardian.
Give us something good to eat. If you don't, we don't care. We'll put ribbons in your hair. Trick or treat, trick or treat. We love candy, oh so sweet. Each and every Halloween, we all say trick or treat.
What's that creeping up your drive? Is it a zombie? Oh, I'm terrified. Could it be pirates? Now live nearby, I think I know it's only Halloween.
Dr. Jekyll had a lab, made some jumping jelly.
pumpkin jamboree. Let's dress up and be scary.
Ooh.
My favorite part about carving the pumpkin is sticking your hands in all the goo.
Whoa. I like to eat the pumpkin seeds.
Oh, they're so good when they're toasted.
Yummy.
Jack-o'-lantern in the window with your candle.
Joy, it's Halloween.
Yay.
Fun to be so merry. Join the pumpkin jamboree. Let's dress up and be scary.
Ooh.
Oh, look at the gummy again. My turn.
Okay.
Dracula the Count came calling as the moon was rising. Turned into a big black bat, oh, which really was surprising.
But
jump for joy, it's Halloween. Fun to be so merry. Join the pumpkin jamboree. Let's dress up and be scary.
Dr. Jekyll had a lab. He made some jumping jelly. Put the jumble in a jar and called the creature Shelly.
Jump for joy, it's Halloween.
Yay.
Fun to be so merry. Join the pumpkin jamboree. Let's dress up and be scary. Let's dress up and be scary. Let's dress up and be scary.
I'm gonna go have some pumpkin pie.
Oh, it sounds super.
Creatures out to fright on this scary, scary Halloween. There is not a doubt, on Halloween they all come out. So have a pleasant dream this scary, scary Halloween. Pull the covers close and dream. Think of all the goblins out tonight on this scary, scary Halloween.
There is not a doubt, on Halloween they'll all be out.
So have a pleasant dream.
Have a pleasant dream this scary, scary Halloween.
Come out on Halloween and be a ghost, a gremlin, or a goblin, as frightful as we seem. We love to see your costume, little children. You flatter us by being scary, ghoulish monsters, green and hairy.
When you go to sleep tonight, have a pleasant dream. Of all the creatures out to fright on a scary, scary Halloween. Flatter us by being scary.
On Halloween they all come out. So have a pleasant dream this scary,
scary
Halloween.